This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, welcoming you to another edition of Washtenaw United. Each week, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community, and today the focus is on education and emotional and material support for students and families within the Ypsilanti Community School District. With the pandemic, everything has been impacted, and new challenges have arisen. Stepping up to help meet some of those challenges spawned the idea of the Ypsilanti Community Schools Resiliency Center. Joining us today to talk more about it is the superintendent of the district, Alina Zachary Ross, and thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's always been need in portions of the Ypsilanti Schools community. How quickly after the pandemic set in did you realize those needs were only going to grow?
You know, it became apparent pretty quickly. You know, we started off responding with things such as food, dealing with the food insecurity and dealing with internet availability, but we knew there was even more to deal with.
How did the idea for the Resiliency Center come about then?
We conducted a survey of our parents, and our parents talked to us and shared that many of them, over half of them at that point, were unemployed and did not have all the resources. So we worked with Marquand Jackson, our homeless liaison, to talk about what kinds of solutions we could offer.
He's also with the Family Empowerment Center, which is housed at Eastern Michigan University. So is this a matter of cooperative engagement?
It absolutely is about working together. We have found during this pandemic, we can't address these issues alone. So we have really partnered in this county to find out where can we provide access to our families to these resources and how can we connect them.
Well, the center is located in the West Willow area. Why was the decision made to put the Resiliency Center there?
When we looked at where our families had the most need, where the requests were coming from, we knew that that was the location we needed to be in. We wanted to be accessible. We wanted to be able to offer in-person opportunities, and we wanted to make it convenient.
The center opened back in December. How long did it take to go from concept to open doors?
You know, with the help of our partners, this was a quick turnaround. It only took about 4 weeks for Marquand and the team to come together.
You are listening to Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ypsilanti Community Schools Superintendent Alina Zachary Ross. The new Resiliency Center is serving how many in the community right now?
Right now, we've served over 300 individuals in its first month of being open.
So when we talk about the areas of need, you mentioned that so many were unemployed, so that means money, but food, transportation, education, all of the above, all can be accessed through the Resiliency Center?
Absolutely. We wanted it to be a one-stop shop. Our parents come in needing a variety of resources, and oftentimes they've been frustrated by waiting on phone lines, making appointments. And we knew we wanted to alleviate some of those barriers. We didn't want to have to send them somewhere else. So if they need something in terms of health and wellness, food insecurity, school supplies, PPE, we wanted it to be able to be accessed right there. And they have one resource to come to have all their needs met.
I know you have a lot of responsibility. Have you had the opportunity to spend any time in the center and engage with those that are coming in?
You know, we've really been limiting the adults, the people who are in the center.
Right.
Each person has to make appointments. Typically, Marquand Jackson is their face-to-face point of contact. Sometimes they'll come to us with a trusted advisor, one of our Washtenaw Intermediate School District partners, mm-hmm. or perhaps a social worker. Yet oftentimes the families are calling, making appointments via the phone, and we try to find out what is it that they're going to need when they come in, so that when they come into the center, they don't need to wait or schedule another appointment. We try to provide that access that day for just in-time services.
Obviously, this is a collaborative and cooperative effort, but in total, how is the Resiliency Center funded?
We have had such wonderful opportunity and response from so many of our partners. Recently, the United Way of Washtenaw County, they funded a portion of it. Some of the other Washtenaw COVID relief funds from the Ann Arbor Community Foundation came. It has been such a wonderful thing to see everyone come together to support our families in need.
In the darkest of times, the brightest lights shine from within, right?
Yes, yes. And we see the absolute need for these community partners. Oftentimes people donate and don't know exactly where their donations go, but we can certainly see that it has impacted families, children, parents, single mothers alike. And this is why the Resiliency Center has been such a lighthouse in this time of darkness.
We know that the pandemic is not going to end anytime soon. We also know that even when it does, the need in the school community is not going to go away. Is there enough money and is there enough desire to continue beyond and look at expansion if possible?
You know, that's where it's so important that we are collecting data. We are really looking at what is it that we need to have as this, in terms of this one-time, one-stop shop. We're going to have a specific list of items that people can just depend on. And then when our partners ask, we can give them correct information about what exactly we need funding for, what do we need supplies in terms of, and then that's where those funders and partners will continue to come when they see that we're using those allocations the way that we're supposed to and that we are meeting the need.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, our Washtenaw United conversation with Ypsilanti Community Schools Superintendent Alina Zachary Ross continues. As we move into the month of March, the governor has stated she would like to see in-person instruction fully returned. Might having the kids back in school full-time reduce the need for what is being offered through the Resiliency Center?
We've had a group of students who have been in person, and we have additional students will be coming in starting March 1st. Yet we see the need continues because, for example, we are about ranked one of the top districts in the state in terms of homelessness. So although the students will be in school, it still does not take away that some of those insecurities that the resiliency assists in terms of how to assist with eviction prevention, some of those health and wellness needs. The one thing about them being back in school, we have people, our staff members, right, who see the students, who are able to lay their eyes directly on the student to understand and be able to better assess what needs might there be. And because they have that face-to-face interaction, they can connect them closely, quickly to the Resiliency Center. And so for them, when they come back, we might actually see that there are more needs than we're even aware of since they're not face-to-face.
As we look beyond the pandemic, perhaps there is a silver lining to be had. The lessons that we've learned through opening the Resiliency Center and serving people in that way, are there lessons that can be carried forward within the Ypsilanti Community Schools community that will last well beyond the public health crisis?
Certainly. I see the collaboration that we talked about. We have the Collaboration for Change right now that's helped us to start our learning lab. This collaboration with United Way of Washtenaw County, who is assisting us in creating and keeping this Resiliency Center open. So these partnerships, we've learned better how to communicate, how to provide one-stop-shop services, and how to remove some of the barriers that our families were having. And so we want to continue in this unified effort in supporting our families. Because we know the more we assist them in leveraging these resources, the better off our families are, the better off our community is.
We certainly find a lot of optimism in all you've shared with us today. I'd like to thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. And I'd just like to thank the community for supporting the opening of this Resiliency Center.
Indeed. That is Alina Zachary Ross. She serves as superintendent of the Ypsilanti Community Schools and has been our guest on Washtenaw United. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it every Monday. For more information on the YCS Resiliency Center and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.